Maybe you're just sucking a belief or something. Maybe you think life should always ride out just the way you want it. Ooh, don't forget we're all just trying to get by. And maybe you could help me out this time. Maybe just this time.
So if you're out of love, I just wanna hear this over now. Oh, you don't gotta push your ground. Hear me out. Don't act like a child, be a grown ass self. So step up and put me down. Yeah. I'm not worried about it. If you're out, then put me down. I ain't asking for much, you just put me down. I'm not worried about it. If you're out, then put me down. I ain't asking for much, you just put me down.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard none other than Out of Love by Busty and the Bass featuring Macy Gray. Before that, we heard Beatrice Deer with The Fog. And right at the top, we heard Mitski, Where's My Phone? Folks, it's a new year, and you know what that means. New shows, new programs, new stories on the television box for us to consume. Don't you love television shows? I sure do. We've been having a lot of fun with the new Game of Thrones, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, has come out. I actually have not watched it yet. The dear wife was feeling ill last night, so we just went to bed instead of staying up to watch it. But I'm so excited because A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms is my favorite George R. R. Martin Game of Thrones thing. I love Duncan Egg. Dunk is like the ideal protagonist for me. He's a complete meathead moron, huge big guy who like just wants to do the right thing. He has no idea of how to do the right thing, but he's trying. I love that. I love the dynamic between Dunk and Egg. I read like their stories obsessively when I was in high school, so I'm very excited to see this finally come to fruition, and I hope it works out. But what I know is working out already is The Pit. There's a new season of The Pit, the show that goes hour by hour at a emergency ward in a Pittsburgh hospital. I like the show. It's like very topical. Every episode they've got different people coming in with different like societal woes, because like all of society's worst crimes and like most ineffectual systems all come crashing down in the trauma ward, in the ER center, right? It's a really, really great avenue to explore all of those different parts of America and how none of it really works, and the people left to deal with the messy, bloody pieces left behind. I'm really digging this, like, there's this new hotshot doctor who's gonna take over, who wants to AI-ify everything. And I love our, you know, hard-nosed, brass tacks, Dr. Robbie, who's like, no, it's all about, like, the doctors and what they think, and, like, you know, it's about human interaction, blah, blah, blah. I love it. I'm having so much fun. I just wish that they would have one episode where House comes in. I know that Hugh Laurie does not need any more money. He's got tons of residuals from the show. But like, if House came in one time and just called a patient a horrible slur and said that they were lying about something, I'd be over the moon. And like, you know, that link of medical shows would be completed. Here's hoping, you know, we've still got 8 episodes left. Watch The Pit if you haven't. Until then, here's a plea from A Cat Named Virtue by The Weakerthans.
Why don't you ever want to play? Of this piece of string, you sleep as much as I do now, and you don't eat much of anything. I don't know who you're talking to. I made a search through every room, but all I found was dust that moved in shadows of the afternoon. And listen about those bitter songs you sing. So we should open up the house, invite the tabby 2 doors down. You could ask your sister if she doesn't bring her basset hound. Ask the things you shouldn't miss. Tape hiss in the modern man. The Cold War and card catalogs to come and join us if they can. For girly drinks and parlor games, around the easy lie of absolutely no regrets, and later maybe you could try to let your losses dangle off the sharp edge of a century. Talk about the weather.
Strong. get myself out of this mess. I've got to get myself a car that drives. I've got to burn that dress. Bang, bang, bang. I'd like to see the smirk exploding from his face. Oh, well, he should come my shopping cart. Should come my place. Bang, bang, bang. He don't get hot unless he takes his gun to bed. And little Jimmy gets a being nice. Two shots in the head. Washington gets dinner dates and fancy IPAs, and Newtown still gets roll calls from the NRA. Well, they can't call.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Ichiro's theme by Benjamin Gibbard. What a track, and what a man, Ichiro, folks. We love him, don't you? Before that, we heard Sports Team, Bang Bang Bang, a little sports flavor from this little block. And at the top, we heard The Weaker Thans, A Plea from a Cat Named Virtue. Apologize for the noise, the dog just jumped up beside me. Anyway, folks, I have some horrible news about our Buffalo Bills. I'm sure you saw the game. Oh my God, just horrible. I know, like, it's hard to complain too much. The Bills have become the sort of team that I would generally despise if it weren't the Bills, which is like a team where the quarterback is basically the only thing dragging them into any sort of playoff position, any sort of contention whatsoever. I like team sports. I like when everyone contributes. When it's just one star athlete, I'm disappointed by that. But there's no denying Josh Allen is like Superman. And it's just, it really hurts to watch that game, man. I know we turned over the ball like five times, and that no one should be winning a football game when you turn over the ball five times. But like, man, as soon as it hit overtime, I knew we were cooked. We just cannot win in overtime. We always choke. We all, like, every bad call, like, goes in the opponent's favor. I know that Bo Nix also got hurt, so it was all for nothing for the Broncos, even. It was just a wash. I'm sure that they would prefer, well, maybe not, but if you have no chance of winning anyway, just let us go in, man. We can do it. But yeah, really horrifying. The Patriots are going to go to the Super Bowl instead of us. You just, oh God, just having flashbacks to the Obama era. Just so sad. But did you see they fired McDermott? Oh my God. I feel like that's kind of overkill. I don't know. I don't have any problem with McDermott per se. I think he's too conservative. Although the things that made us lose that game were when we were really aggressive. So I don't know. I don't know anything. Football is a chaos machine. I think it's really pertinent that what is the symbol of misplaced naive hope? Like when you are trying to make an analogy to that sort of feeling, that, you know, moronic belief that things will go your way, what do you think of? Charlie Brown trying to kick the football. Football is the gift that will never give, at least if you're a Bills fan. But, you know, there's always next year, said through gritted teeth. Anyway, like, football is just following the old law, and Father John Misty's going to lay it down for us. This is his new single, The Old Law. Here we go.
I met an amusing gospel. Take more than some weed to clear my head. take more than a whiskey bottle to put me back to sleep again. Takes more than change to settle up debt. Gonna take more than a man in his strong, capable hands to make a woman that I thought I'd be comfortable with who I am. Oh, I've got a mouthful of cigarettes, strip more Botox and Percocets, and I still can't get this empty out my chest. Oh, the guys won't gas me up till see how much it costs. It takes more than it should get me out of Dodge. Gonna take more than a Sunday for me to talk to God. Gonna take more than Hail Mary for him to write it off. I could kneel and pray all day, but it would never be enough. Gonna take more than a Sunday for me to talk to God. I can't say I'm sorry, you're already gone. All that could have been theirs, should have loved you and things I would have done. I can sit here all by myself and sing a sad, sad song, but I can't say I'm sorry, you're already gone. Gonna take more than a man in his strong, capable hands to make a woman that I thought I'd be comfortable with who I am. Oh, I've got a mouthful of cigarettes, strip more Botox and Percocets, and I still can't get this empty out my chest. Oh, the guys won't gas me up till they see how much it costs. It takes more than it should get me out of Dodge. Oh, the guys wanna gas me up till they see how much it costs. It takes more than it should get me out of Dodge. Gonna take more than it should get me out of Dodge.
That I see through, But I guess driving for a week or two puts words in your mouth. So find Dodge and then get out of it. It's about as country as I get. So you ain't living till you're living it. Not dead till you die. But watch out for the paraphrase. 'Cause they will crown you and they will take your life. The brain.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard none other than Dan Mangan with Road Regrets. Before that, we heard Baby Nova with their track Dodge. And right at the top, Father John Misty with his brand spanking single. It's called The Old Law. Now, folks, we are returning triumphantly to our Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where we talk about a Mound Goat song for longer than the Mound Goat song runs. And we are returning, finally. It's been like 3 week hiatus, but we are finally listening to the next track on Through This Fire Across from Peter Balkan. So to just set the scene, because it's been a while, this is the brand new record from the Mountain Goats, came out in like November, and we're like halfway through it now. We've been going track by track, and this is a concept record about three men who their fishing boat is overturned, many crew members die, and it's just the three of them on this deserted island. Their captain, Peter Balkan, has sustained a pretty wicked head injury, and has been having these religious visions. He's been like spouting out these diatribes and prophecies to our narrator, our primary narrator, for who like most of the songs are from his perspective. There's also Adam, which is the other crew member, who is not buying into these diatribes as much as our protagonist is. Our protagonist is a young man. We believe he's 16, and he sees Peter as like a father figure and a figure of authority. So despite the fact that he's sort of off his rocker now, he still tends to him and listens to him. We have just heard Peru was our last track, where Peter Balkan was talking about this far-off beauty, these flowers in Peru that are just gorgeous beyond description, but of course out of reach, far away from our heroes who are stranded on this beach. Now we have come to track number 7, Through This Fire, the titular track from Through This Fire Across from Peter Balkan, where our narrator looks at his hero, captain, savior, depends on how you want to see it, and sort of comes to terms with the fact that as we have crested the hill, as we are nearing the downward descent of this record, that Peter is not long for this world. There wasn't any fire and brimstone left. Just a hollow rattle inside your chest. Like, this is a person who's deeply sick, who has no access to any medical attention, who is an old man. He's not long for this beach. Yeah, just, it's sort of a sadder track on this record. I'm particularly fond of the line, I'll run all night, but my legs won't tire. The ocean is faithful, and the devil's a liar, which is sort of a reference to John 8:44, talking about how the devil lies, but nature, not the devil, not like this sort of artificial, man-made, maybe, you know, the stories we tell ourselves, but like actual physical reality, the waves crashing on the beach, that is what's real, and that is what our protagonist must focus on. At least that's what I read from this quite sad song. Let's just dive into it. It's called Through This Fire by the Mountain Goats.
My faith ran out with the flames one night, shrinking in the embers of the firelight. You were rambling about your friends, how you were never gonna see them again. There wasn't any fire and brimstone left, just a hollow rattle inside your chest. Deep in the dark of our 45th day, it wasn't ever gonna go away. I began to understand the things the heat requires. Days go, carried away in the undertow, but on our trust we rise and fall. Human after all, I calculated 1 week to go, maybe less. You were slipping in and out of consciousness. What are 7 days worth? 7 days on this earth. More than kings in their castles might desire. Looking at you through this fire, through this fire where we were witnesses, when you were reborn, one of the seven at Jericho, sounding his horn. Both be gone. It's getting harder to hear you, friend. Waiting for the world to end. But let me isolate the relevant voice in the choir. Somewhere out there on the wire. I'll run all night, but my legs won't tire. The ocean is faithful and the devil's a liar. Looking at you through this fire.
Hello, folks, and thank you so much for hanging out with us this lovely indie wake-up call morning here on Tuesday, here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard none other than Memory Be a Blade. That's a new track by Water Baby. Before that, we heard Cave Town with their new track, Cryptid, and at the top, Through This Fire by the Mountain Goats. We're going to hear another new track, Sports, with their song Drama King, and then we're going to cap off with Blood Buzz Ohio by, of course, The National. Thanks so much for hanging out. Hopefully my co-host will be able to join us next week, but until then, keep it sleazy. We'll see you later.
I can see it. to Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. Leave my head on the hood of your car, right? Take it too far. Lay my head on the hood of your car, right? Take it too far. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The floors are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a blood bus. Yes, I am. I'm on a blood bus. I'm on a blood bus. God, I'm on a blood. I was carried to Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The flows are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a blood bus. Yes, I am. I'm on a blood bus. I'm on a blood bus. God, I am. I'm on a blood bus.
Hello, everybody. We're Stereolab.
And my name's Tim.
And I'm Laetitia.
And you're listening to...
CFIC!
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Oh, hey, Boomer Radio Guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa. Okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon. CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips. But are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy. A watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice.